how much does Nicola Sturgeon's success in Scotland point to the fact there's an appetite for left-wing politics in this country?
Well, I think it's a great question. I think there is no doubt that throughout our nations there is a desperate wish for an alternative to the current government's austerity programme, which is just taking us on a road to poverty. I think that's why in recent weeks during this election campaign, Ed Miliband has come across very well. He's put forward some very positive, radical policies, demonstrating that he's on the side of ordinary working people. And I've seen, I think we've seen as a result of that, his own personal ratings increase. So I think there is an appetite out there.
And would you welcome her influence if there was to be a Labour-led government with the support of some sort of the SNP?
No, I think what I'm looking for is a Labour government, and I'm hoping that we'll get a Labour government on May the 7th. I think that Labour will be the largest party, and I hope that Ed will have the courage of his convictions and govern accordingly. And in so doing, he'll put forward the programme that he's currently presenting to the British electorate, and it's a pretty radical programme. It gives hope to our young people. And in that sense, anybody who wants to support that programme, of course, would be welcome. But I don't think there's a need for us to speculate at this point as to what will and won't happen.
Now, Nicola Sturgeon, one line of her attack, and this last question on it, is the idea that Labour is supporting some form of austerity light, that you're not actually going to get an end to austerity with Labour. Now, Ed Miliband has said about cutting the deficit, cutting spending in every year of the next Parliament. How comfortable do you feel with that?
Well, I mean, the good thing for me, because my union is opposed to austerity, for the simple reason that we don't think it works. We believe that when this government came to power, their austerity obsession cut off what was beginning to be a recovery following the bankers' crash. Remember, it wasn't Labour, it wasn't the last Labour government that caused this crisis. It was the Spivs and the speculators and the bankers. Gordon Brown was hailed throughout the world for his intervention to try and stop an absolute collapse of the economy. And there was beginning to be a recovery. Austerity, the Conservative austerity came in, killed that off completely. We don't think it works. So as far as I'm concerned, we've always argued for investment in our communities as opposed to cuts, cuts, cuts. The good thing for me is I believe Labour's austerity light is getting lighter, and I'm hearing more about the positive radical things they'll do to give our kids proper apprenticeships, to build more homes, to increase the minimum wage, to have regional investment banks that will invest in our manufacturing. So I'm looking forward to that, to change the nature of the Britain that we live in.
Is that something that you're involved in trying to make Labour's austerity lighter, a more Diet Coke version than a full-fat version when it comes to austerity? Is that something that you're trying to push Ed Miliband towards?
Well, we've continually been involved in arguing against austerity, and of course, as the leader of Britain's largest union, along with my other colleagues and other general secretaries, we try and influence the path that policies take. Whether that it works or not, only time will tell. But we believe that our logical argument based on economic realities is one that is beginning to find favour. And there's certainly many economists, eminent economists, who have supported our line for a long time, that austerity isn't the answer. And so I'm hoping that when Labour, the programme that Labour have put forward at the moment is a real important one. It's a good one. It offers a different path and a different type of Britain. And we're looking forward to that being implemented so that we can start to get decent jobs again.
And that's, do you speak to Ed a lot, or do you speak to his kind of entourage or people around him? And those are conversations, or?
Well, not really, no. I haven't spoken to Ed for a while. And when you say his entourage, not particularly. I'm too busy at the moment speaking to my own members and trying to persuade them that the only way that we can get rid of the Tories on May the 7th is by voting Labour. I mean, those who are seeking to vote in a different way, some kind of protest, or because they think it's tactically the right thing to do. My message has been clear. Don't gamble, because if you gamble, we might end up with David Cameron still as Prime Minister. So the message is a simple one. Vote Labour. It's only by voting Labour that we will get rid of the Tories. No other way. And can I just say this to your listeners? Any doubters that are out there, and of course I can understand how people are still not quite sure about this. If for no other reason, please vote Labour to save our National Health Service, because the National Health Service is being privatised before our very eyes, despite what the Prime Minister says and the protestations of the Conservative Party. The facts speak for themselves. He lied in 2010 when he said it should be safe in our hands. There'll be no top-down reorganisation. We've had a £4 billion top-down reorganisation. And here's a startling fact that I hope you're listeners will just take stock of. The 70% of the services that have been put out to contract since this government introduced the Health and Social Care Act have gone to private health companies, 70%. And this is simply an indication of what will happen. If the Tories get back in, then I'm afraid in 5 years' time we will have lost our National Health Service. So please, please, please save our National Health Service and vote Labour.
What's your personal opinion just on that issue of privatisation in the National Health Service? Do you think there's an argument to say actually private providers should just be banned from the NHS? They just don't work.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, the National Health Service belongs to the people and it should be publicly run by our government. The private companies have no role whatsoever in our National Health Service. And, of course, there have been examples where they've taken over hospitals and it's proved to be a disaster. So we absolutely reject what this government is currently trying to bring in, which is an American-style two-tier National Health Service, where before long we'll all have to be paying massive premiums to private health insurers in order to get a service that we've taken for granted ever since our parents and our grandparents came back from the Second World War, having defeated the evil of fascism. They came back determined to build a land fit for heroes, and they gave us the welfare state and the National Health Service. We've taken it for granted ever since, and it's being taken away from us before our very eyes, and we've got to stand up and say, no, we're not prepared for that to happen.
Yeah, but Andy Burnham said he thinks that private providers have some sort of role in terms of supporting the NHS. I mean, is there something, do you, when from talking to your members, who obviously have links to the Labour Party as well, I mean, is there an argument to say, would you advocate in that the Labour Party should actually take a harder line, a more radical line, if you will, and just say, draw a line in the sand and say the days of private providers within our NHS, they're over?
Yes, we would. And indeed, we've made that point to Andy. I think he's done a great job in kind of projecting Labour's policy to defend the health service. He's very, very passionate. He's making it clear that if the Tories get back in, it'll be too late. We'll never be able to get our National Health Service back again. But yes, we believe that the terminology of the public being the preferred provider is something that we'd like to say it should be exclusively. So those debates and discussions will continue, but there's no doubt in my mind that Labour's commitment to repeal the Health and Social Care Act is, if people are looking for no other reason, that's the reason they should vote Labour.